You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Content warning. Nerd Bliss is intended for a mature audience.
Forefoot One Media and Nerd Bliss present Bliss Bites. Volume 5. Well, hello, nerd listeners. As promised, it is July 30th as this episode releases, and we are going to announce the winner of the Mikey Mason Collection Flash Drive, an $80 value featuring all of Mikey Mason's catalog along with a few bonuses. And we'll also be revealing the winner of the limited edition Gen Con 2020 dice set. By the way, the answer to the trivia question, what calendar date did Mikey Mason make his debut on Dr. Demento? The answer to that question was in episode 146, if you listened, and it is August 10th, 2013. The winner of the Mikey Mason flash drive is... Nobody. You heard that correct. There is no winner because we did not have any entries into the contest. Not a one. So by default, there also cannot be a winner for the dice set. So, I am going to ponder what we'll do with these prizes in the future. Maybe I'll keep them. Maybe I'll offer them up in a forthcoming contest. We'll see. So that did not go nearly as well as I had hoped. I mean, I thought I would get one at least, but I guess you guys just didn't want a Mikey Mason prize, and I find that to be a tremendous shame. Mikey Mason is not only an excellent musician, he's hilarious, he's a good guy, and yeah. I thought somebody would want that flash drive, but we'll move on and we'll think of something. What else? We saw In the Heights. I don't know if that's something that we have a lot to say about. Lin-Manuel Miranda. You go, dude.
I didn't study. I wasn't all that interested in seeing it, but I've heard mixed reactions about it. Yeah. Some love it. Some say, hey, it didn't hold my attention as long as I thought it would. Maybe if it was an actual like stage show, it would be. I think that was the general consensus. If yep. it was an actual performance versus a movie, it would have been a lot more fun.
Yeah, if you've seen Hamilton either on TV or on stage, there's a lot of similarities, like the hip hop delivery he uses is very much the same. As far as the style of presentation. Yeah. Obviously the content is different, but yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a little bit long for my tastes, because it did drag a little bit in some places, but it was all right. It was good.
It's really, I think, complicated in a lot of characters for a musical. Like, there's several plot lines, which is probably part of why it's so long. But I mean, I really loved it. And I tend not to like listen to soundtracks to musicals before I see them. I'd rather go in cold. But yeah, it was lots of fun.
And of course, it addresses a lot of real world issues. In this case, immigration and dreamers, and a lot of the issues surrounding that was handled very poignantly, in my opinion. But Anyway, In the Heights, I think it's worth a watch. Yeah. Deanna, do you have anything else on that?
I don't think so.
Eric, what about you?
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really chime in. I don't know that I want to see it, actually, but that's just me, I guess.
I didn't think you would. I was mostly just wanting to put you on the spot.
If there's anything that I'm really looking forward to seeing is the upcoming Ghostbusters movie. I'm hoping to see that they'll kind of come out a little bit better than the last Ghostbusters movie, which I didn't dislike. I enjoyed it okay, but everybody wanted to just totally dump on it.
Yeah, and I maintain that a lot of those fans, they're toxic.
We've had that discussion about them. Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, this also falls along the same lines of people who hated on Rey and Rose in the Star Wars sequel trilogy, and people who had a problem with Captain Marvel. And I mean, so it's generally okay. Again, did you get your attention? Are you happy now? Okay, go back and do whatever it is that you guys do when you're not, whinging and whining. Because I loved. I mean, I thought that they did a good job with the Ghostbusters movie. I thought it was plenty of laughs, and I think it had a lot of the spirit of the original series. And nobody was ever saying it was going to replace their original Ghostbusters. And nobody ever had. It just comes down to, like you said, a certain amount of toxicity, and and people got nothing better to complain about.
It's my feeling that people that were kids, I mean, I was, seeing the original Ghostbusters, don't see it as the comedy it is. Like, the kind of, and honestly, like, sexist as fuck comedy, if you go back and watch it. They see, like, there is an element where if you're seeing it as a little kid, you see the serious, like, they are out there busting ghosts part of it. The one they did a few years ago really doesn't. It's really made as an honest to goodness solid comedy movie more than anything.
I mean, it's got the elements of the shock and a little bit of scare here and there. But yeah, and I think maybe one of the things that they didn't like about it too, and I heard a lot of complaints about the use of Hemsworth's character and making him kind of like a mimbo Well, they didn't do that to Janine. Janine was actually pretty sharp and all that. Yeah, but Janine was also kind of like just this whatever slacker kind of, and she was just, she wasn't, yeah, you're right. She wasn't denigrated, but I mean, why can't we have fun with the fact that, I think if anything, guys should be happy that we're seeing an on-screen representation that, hey, yes, sometimes that quasi-sexism can go the other way. And, there's going to be times where a guy may get a job that he's not really qualified for because he's just, he's pleasing to be around in some people's eyes. So, I mean, we see that in real life. So what was the big complaint about it? It was still, I thought that was one of the funnier elements of it, is the fact that he was such a clod. And again, I still think that some of the humor between the ladies was actually like, I mean, there were a few like things that if it was in a Farrelly Brothers movie and a guy said it, you'd laugh your ass off. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem?
Welcome to the Ring of Thunder, the most electrifying wrestling podcast in the Thunderverse and the ESO Network. From the power of the people's host, Sexy Thor, critics say, it doesn't matter what the critics say. You already know you're in for a hammer-swinging, burrito-eating, mic-blazing, hair-raising time with this weekly wrestling adventure. WWE, AEW, Impact, and whatever else I can possibly fit. If you hear what the Thunder is talking.
Welcome to Dr. Geek's Laboratory.
Hello everyone, Dr. Geek here with a shout out to all the scientists who worked tirelessly to bring a COVID-19 vaccine into reality. Let's face it, creating something of this magnitude is a miracle worthy of Dr. McCoy himself. And now, Dr. Geek needs you to do your part. Remember, each shot is one small step back to normal, one giant leap to putting the pandemic behind us. We can do this. For more information, visit vaccines.gov to find your nearest provider.
Do you like podcasts?
Then you're gonna hate Thunder Talk.
Tasteless subject matter.
Mature humor.
Contempt for our co-hosts.
Unapologetic social views.
Edgy music.
And total irreverence for the nerd junk we love.
Are all reasons why
no one.
No one.
No one should listen to Thunder Talk.
Find us on the ESO Network.
And all podcasting platforms.
Or don't.
Whatever.
The movie that I was constantly trying to keep track of before the COVID and everything pushed everything back is like every now and then I have to check, did we ever get our Top Gun sequel? Not that I have that much interest in seeing it, but it's like, whatever happened to the damn Maverick movie?
I think we're still waiting on that one.
Which is funny because, you know, they didn't release toys for the original. I mean, for a couple of reasons, I'm sure. But, like, back during about a year ago, you know, you would see Top Gun Maverick toys showing on the shelves. And, like, it was like you'd find, like, a scaled-down F-18 with a figure. And then you'd have, like, one of the drone planes or something. Anyway, it was kind of goofy, honestly. But it was, like, it was weird. They were doing some heavy marketing. Again, that's the first time you ever saw a Top Gun toy. I mean, I remember having a Top Gun F-14 model kit when I was a kid, you know, that I put together. I remember that. But I never, ever thought we would see, you know that. But all of a sudden, boom, it's like, this shit's on the shelves. And, yeah, then nothing with the movie. I don't know if it, I mean, did it just get lost in production hell or what?
I think they were waiting to release it post-lockdown because they didn't, they wanted it to be a big opening weekend for it. Honestly, that's going to have to be one really impressive movie to compete with the movies that we have on deck. I mean, I think Maverick is a February, March movie at best. I mean, if I had to guess, but I could be wrong.
I think maybe Tom Cruise might be holding it up because, along with the whole COVID thing that sprang up, I think he was injured on the set of what's going to be the next Mission Impossible movie, and I think they had to hold off for a while.
Huh.
Well, I would guess that the Maverick movie was finished. I would hope it was. If not, yeah, there's probably bigger problems going on there than we thought. I just can't imagine what the movie's going to be about. I mean, really.
Okay, it is scheduled to be theatrically released on November 19th of this year.
Okay.
That's dangerously close to... Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're definitely going to get a workout on our Regal Unlimited this holiday season. That's for damn sure. Well, my friends, that will do it for Volume 5 of Bliss Bites. I want to wish you luck in the next contest. It would be statistically impossible to not do better if you enter it all. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call on the call-in line, 864-715-9446. You can send us a message to nerdblisspod@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the socials under the handle @nerdblisspod. Trust me, we'd love to hear from you. Please. All music in this recording was used with the appropriate licensing and permission. Thank you once again for listening to Bliss Bytes. Bliss Bytes and Nerd Bliss are part of the ESO Network and products of 4 Foot One Media.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, buddy, you want a flash drive?